This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch in hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your calls. It's Patrick in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, more good news about decriminalization of marijuana in Vermont. Just passed a bill in the Senate.
Yeah, I got that one.
They did what now?
They decriminalized from going to jail for up to 6 months to just a fine and no criminal record.
Criminal.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Now, no problem.
Now, as I understand,
a little bit of practice, you'll be fine.
That's just the Vermont Senate, so it still has to go to the Vermont House and to the governor, so it has not yet become.
But it's made it through the House previously. Is that not
correct?
I'm not positive. I actually found this out through Facebook.
Ah, okay. I have it here from, I believe, the association, WPTZ.com. It says that, yeah, it's on to the Vermont House, and it doesn't say for sure whether or not they've passed this before. But we all know that the Vermont has been a relatively marijuana-friendly state, so odds are pretty positive on this. In fact, we've actually had some positive news here in New Hampshire as well, Mark. You might recall that we talked recently about there's a bill here that's going to decriminalize marijuana from a $2,000 fine and an arrestable offense to a $200 fine if you've got I think it's 1.25 ounces or less of
marijuana. Yeah, this one's for 1 ounce.
Right, so we're seeing some progress here. The committee that was supposed to hear that in New Hampshire has gone ahead and passed that 4-1. Now, the interesting part was the one guy that voted against it was supposed to vote for it. It's the same jerk that we talked about before on this show who actually accused one of our co-hosts suggested that one of our co-hosts turn into a snitch for the government. So this guy's just a low-life scumbag, and he needs to be replaced. And thankfully,
well, he's completely indoctrinated. I mean, he was previously a probation officer.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just indoctrinated.
Hey, Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you bringing that up. It's good to always hear a little bit more good news on the marijuana re-legalization front. But, you know, these are just baby steps anyway. Nobody's really doing anything serious.
Well, baby steps is what it takes. I mean, that's how we got there, and that's how we'll. It seems to me the nonviolent way to get back.
Well, I think another way that we could get back is by doing a little marijuana civil disobedience, which I would like to eventually see here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project activists and the local activists as well. That would be fun. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Also going on in Vermont, related story, the Vermont House of Representatives, the House in this case, gave overwhelming final approval to a bill which sets up procedures for farmers to begin growing hemp. Now, that's good news, but the bad news is that, like the wimpy bureaucrats in every state, its provisions hinge on a policy reversal from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, which has banned domestic hemp production since World War II. The article goes on to talk about hemp and how beneficial it is, and we know that on this show, and it is. It's an amazing plant that is easily renewable. It's a weed, after all, so it grows back pretty quick. But basically, Vermont is saying
almost all the complaints that people have about recycling and all that stuff could be handled by hemp.
Yeah, basically what they're saying here, though, is that they're putting the plan in place to have legal hemp farming in Vermont, but they can't actually do anything until the DEA lets it happen.
Right. They have the licenses, and they don't give them out.
Right. So as long as all these state government people continue to cower in fear of the federal government, no one will really be able to advance freedom in any significant fashion in their state, at least in regards to the drug laws. So
okay.
I wish that somebody, some state, hopefully it'll happen here in New Hampshire, some of these state government people will finally have the courage to just say no to federal regulation and say, fine, keep your damn bribe money. That's because that's what they do. The feds say, well, if you change your laws.
I don't think in this case. I think we're talking about interstate trade or something like that is what it's about.
Well, no, what usually happens is the feds will threaten to pull the money that they're sending for various different programs, for the highway fund and for the drug enforcement efforts. They'll say, well, we're not going to give you money anymore if you pass those laws. And, of course, the bureaucrats freak out, and the bureaucrats are a pretty influential lobby when it comes to the elected representatives, which I think is sad. usually these elected representatives will say, well, I take what these bureaucrats say very seriously. I saw an interview with one of them recently.
They're, it's not like they're experts or anything. Why are you taking them seriously?
Right. They give more weight to the bureaucrats than they do the
expert testimony that comes in.
Right. Well, then they do the people who actually take the time out of their work day to come and testify at the state house.
The citizens, which will be, you know, that are subject to these wonderful laws that you're forcing on all.
And the citizens who aren't getting paid to be there, whereas the bureaucrats are on the clock.
Right.
Whenever you see some
defending
bureaucrat...
their paychecks.
Yeah, whenever you see a bureaucrat testifying at the state house, 99% of the time he's on the clock. The one exception, at least up here, was Bradley Jardis, the law enforcement against prohibition member, who did take his own time to show up, because obviously his department's not going to pay him to go and talk against the war on drugs. So, anyway... things are sort of slowly moving in the right direction, but we really need to accelerate the process. And I think civil disobedience could go a long way towards making that happen. If people got together in the same place and, smoked some marijuana in public, I think it would show that responsible members of society are still the same people after they've smoked a marijuana cigarette and, you know, anarchy doesn't break out in the streets, fires don't start everywhere, and the sky doesn't fall. I think it would go a long way to showing people that regular folks use marijuana safely and they shouldn't be put in jail cells for it.
I don't know. The whole idea of, subjecting myself to getting put in jail doesn't really do much for me.
Obviously, civil disobedience is only
for the faint of heart.
Right, for certain people. And, you know, what I'd really like to see someday, Mark, is I'd like to see a combo civil disobedience. I was thinking about this recently. We should have a topless marijuana open container. What was the other one? Gambling. So you should have people sitting around a gambling table.
Sounds like a riot.
A couple of ladies with no tops on, some open beers, and a marijuana cigarette going around. Now, how would that... now, that talk about getting some news coverage.
No doubt. I don't know what they'd say in this news coverage, but no doubt you'd get some news coverage.
1-800-259-9231. Society is crumbling around us! People are gambling in the streets! Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Michael in Washington. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, guys, and everybody else out there.
What's on your mind tonight?
Couple of things. First, you're talking about civil disobedience.
Yeah.
I just got done reading an article in Wired about how people brought down the Berlin Wall. They started with 20,000 people, and then it like blossomed a couple of days into like 500,000 people.
Wow.
So that's... you know, you have to start at some place, and then it goes.
So you're saying it spreads, so that there's a core group of people that will take the risk, and they'll start doing it, and then other people will join in once they see that the path is relatively clear or safe.
Indeed, which is kind of the reason that I was at our local high school last Saturday in Washington State. The Republicans held the caucusing process at the precinct level.
Right.
And so for the very first time I walk in, and I am now a precinct delegate for the Republican convention in Washington.
Great. And you're planning on voting for Ron Paul, I take it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thanks for the call tonight.
It's honestly, I get this phone call Thursday before. Woman from the Ron Paul campaign, she goes, you know, your name's on our list, your phone number is there, and our understanding is nobody from your precinct's going. So take the time.
Will you get all the votes then, or just...
No, there's two precinct votes. I get one of the two, and the other one, you know, I guess just makes my vote stronger because they don't count it.
That's a good point, because the other vote's not going to anybody else. So that's a good thing. Very good, sir.
Unless this person that is called the precinct chairperson, the one person at the event in a suit, decides differently.
Got it.
I don't know. You know, kind of out of my hands.
Michael, good luck with that. Thanks for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. More on the way. Zebulon's on the line. He wants to talk about marijuana. Plus, on the way, 82 people have died, youths, young people, from the choking game. What is the choking game? Now, if you're an old-school listener to Free Talk Live, you've probably heard about this. If you're a younger listener, you probably know about it. People are dying from this. Why are people doing this? What's it all about? We'll talk about it coming up here in moments. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Ron Paul is a founding member of the RLC, and I'm a member, too. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
Continuing with your phone calls, let's go to Zebulon in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Zebulon.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Anyway, just about the conspiracy that keeps marijuana illegal.
Okay.
I mean, we know that it helps cure breast cancer and all these different kinds of cancer and everything else, and it helps with all these different ailments.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that our politicians do nothing about it?
It's a great question because, I mean, you would think politicians tend to follow trends. Politicians, well, like they're known for running out in front of parades and pretending like they've been there the whole time. There are significant supermajority of Americans believe that marijuana should be available for medical purposes, and a decent amount of Americans believe it should be decriminalized. So you would think the politicians would be Johnny on the spot there, but they aren't.
Well, police unions are a powerful endorsement for a politician in many, many towns and states. Also, the police union isn't for it. That's, you can believe that.
Right, their budget would get cut.
And, you know, if I'm going to make a generalization, the generalization is pot smokers don't vote.
Well, yeah. I disagree with you. I'd say...
with that generalization?
That pot smokers don't vote. I believe that they vote.
No, I'm not making a blanket statement. I caveated it several times with the word generalization.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been going around the country speaking at different hemp fest events.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, and there's hundreds of thousands of people that show up.
Oh,
yeah. There's a difference between going to a hemp fest, hanging around, smoking a little bit of weed, listening to some music get played, versus actually going out and participating in civil disobedience or voting and doing something that can actually affect change. The fact is, I've known plenty of marijuana smokers, and I have to back up what Mark says. Generally, they do not participate. They talk a good game about wanting change, but they don't actually do anything to make it happen.
I gotcha. Well, I don't know, man. There's a lot of us doing a lot of stuff to make change. I mean,
yeah, it's just
Jack Herrera.
There's a lot of us who are, supporting Ron Paul. A whole bunch of people supporting Ron Paul.
I heard Ron Paul was out of the race.
Nope, he's not out of the race. No.
Really?
No, I mean, he's refocusing right now on his state election.
Ron Paul has said that he will stay in the presidential race as long as people continue to send him money and continue to support the campaign. So I don't expect that support's going to dry up anytime soon, which means Ron Paul probably will be in it as long as possible. So any other thoughts on why you think that the politicians just aren't doing anything to re-legalize marijuana? Zebulon? He's gone. 800-259-9231. I think you're absolutely right, Mark, because when I was at the marijuana hearing here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and the police chief got up and said his spiel, and the whole room was packed full of Free Staters and New Hampshire activists that are also very keen on this particular issue. And
well, I went last year. I didn't go this year, but I went last year. I don't smoke pot. Look, how many pot smokers are in New Hampshire? There's 1.2 million people here.
1 out of 10 at least admit to it.
1 out of 10, call it probably twice that many that in reality, maybe even more. Where were they? Where were they?
Probably working.
Yeah, working.
They probably didn't know about it.
And why?
Because they're not active.
There you go. It's you get the government that you
but that's how it is with everything, though, Mark. I mean, think about it. The gun control bill that came up, it turned out a number of people to fill a room in the New Hampshire State House. But I can tell you, every gun owner in New Hampshire was not there backing up that, was not there to fight that particular bill. It's just that way with most people on most things.
Sure.
They're busy with their own lives.
With the gun control issue, I can make the statement that few people are getting hurt by the current gun laws. So therefore, the people that are in support of guns, they don't have as much reason to come out.
Yeah, but a bunch of people did.
There's a bunch of people, a few people did.
More people came out for the legislation I'm talking about,
200?
The proposal, I don't know how many it was. I wasn't there. But more people came out, enough to fill the first room, so they had to move to a bigger room, basically, which is what they had to do with the marijuana thing last year. This year, there weren't as many marijuana people that came out, which was interesting, because this year, the bill was less significant. Last year, it was like a total decriminalization. This year, it was only partial decrim, so less people were interested, because the bill wasn't as...
Powerful.
So, again, it's just getting anybody to participate in making change is very, very difficult.
Yeah, I know.
But back to what I was going to say is the politician, there was a politician that Dave Ridley interviewed at RidleyReport.com about the marijuana relegalization issue, and he basically said, whatever the police chiefs say is what I'll do. So he pretty much just laid it right out there. Look, you little people, I don't care what you think. I don't care how many people are getting arrested. I don't care how much damage is being done. With this war on drugs, I don't care about the facts. I don't care about the information that you've presented to me. I don't care about how you feel. All I care
about
is what the police chief says.
Mm-hmm.
And the police chief is always going to say, keep this war on drugs going. We need to stop the scourge of drugs from entering American neighborhoods, as though they'll actually ever be able to stop drugs.
Right.
We all know that they won't be able to.
They've had 40 years to do it now. How have they done?
They're such a bunch of liars, too, Mark. They know it. They know they can't defeat drugs, but they don't want their budget to dry up. They don't want that money to go away. Not only do they not want the budget to dry up, but they also don't want the money they can get from extracting it from the drug dealers. They don't want the asset forfeiture laws to go away. They like being able to pull somebody over, find a joint in their car, and take the car from them.
Yeah.
They like that. That, you know, it makes them feel good.
Public servants.
They like power, you know. They're into that sort of thing. So all that money would go away. All those cars and houses and other asset confiscation, cash, all of it would go away. Not to mention the wonderful black market opportunity to actually sell the drugs you confiscate.
No.
I'm not saying all of the police chiefs are selling drugs.
But some of the, but police are out there selling drugs. We
right.
have story after story of it happening. So,
right.
I mean, it happens.
So these guys are the most dishonest scumbags I've ever come across. I'd have to say drug dealers are more honest than these chiefs of police.
You know, if they catch one of their cops smoking pot, it's not like he's going to get fired.
Yeah,
he's going
right?
to get reprimanded.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to get fired. So they don't have the same sort of, they don't apply the law equally.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing here with your calls, it's Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Jeremy, what's on your mind?
Well, to me, it's another big conspiracy. One thing, other than one of the reasons, well, first, one of the reasons the politicians, I think, won't go along with the re-legalization of hemp production is because it's a big oil. It's a big oil. It could compete with oil for one.
I think the number one reason is they're ignorant, Jeremy. I think that they believe that hemp is marijuana, and that if you re-legalize hemp, then just around the corner we'll re-legalize marijuana, and that'll make them look bad to their law and order constituents. And they're just, you know, they're just a bunch of cowards, too. And it's just never going to change. Certainly there's a conspiracy aspect to it. I don't think they're all involved.
It's going to change. The attitude of the politicians may not change, but you can believe the marijuana.
We'll bring some new politicians in. At least hopefully they'll be free staters. Jeremy, thanks for the call. More on the way.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're a beautiful tropical fish darting around aquarium coral. Then you're sluggish, no energy. This fish story is no bait and switch. It's really about cars. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Lycos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
No pep in your car's performance? No need to fish for an explanation. It may be your fuel filter. Like aquarium filters, fuel filters trap debris. Their job is to snag gasoline contaminants before they reach your engine. But if filters clog, flows are restricted. And then, like fish who can't get enough oxygenated water, your engine can't get enough precious gas. Result? Poor performance and decreased gas mileage. So don't let the big ones, dollars that is, get away. Change fuel filters with every tune-up. I'm Bobby Lycos. Lycos, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, over 300,000 posts. Get interactive with us and our listeners. All there completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Well, you can. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing here with your calls, Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
9 below and a little cold outside.
Good Lord. Burr.
Happy love day.
That makes New Hampshire seem like tropical in comparison.
Yeah, come and check this out. Well, the reason why I'm calling is, of course, anytime you bring up the cannabis issue, I'm always on the phone instantly. And a little plug for my nonprofit is called Cannabis Resolution, cannabisresolution.com.
All right, you can't do that every time you call, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
If you want to advertise, Mark is the person you should get in touch with.
Okay, we'll do that. And, Mark, have you guys had your baby yet?
No, it's still waiting.
Okay. At the end of the month.
Really, I'd really like it to happen in 2 days.
Yeah, and so would your wife, I bet, or partner. But the reason I'm calling is my biggest challenge that I always get is I go to the music festivals and I set up booths and I try to educate people about it, and I hate the whole, hemp marijuana back and forth thing because it's from a beautiful plant called cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk to these people that are like personal growers, and they're like, they're constantly, I would never ever want it legalized because then I can't make a buck.
Really?
And it's
really?
So frustrated because it's like, I used to joke, and I don't smoke either. I haven't smoked for over, geez, like 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to joke that if they would just legalize the industrial cannabis, I would give up smoking because the outcome of just the industrial products that can be made from this plant way overshadow the whole, you know, the euphoric high and stuff like that. I never said I'd stop eating it, mm-hmm. but I said I would stop smoking it.
You know, it's really sad that what you're saying here is that the people that are actually involved in growing marijuana today, that even though they're risking being thrown in a jail cell for 10, 15 years in many cases, sometimes longer, because usually it's the growing charge that is the most serious. You could have hundreds of pounds of marijuana, and if you just have a few plants, the growing charge will probably get you more than the actual distribution charges will. So the idea that these people are out there risking their butts every single day, they're willing to continue risking it just so they can continue making their black market profits. It's just amazing to me.
And not only that, but then they even get into the whole oil game where they will control and the supply and demand. Where they'll, you know, because usually I find out that a lot of the growers know each other, and then they'll be like, okay, let's coordinate our growing season. And so when it's dry, then they're all sitting back, and then when all of a sudden it's all in plethora, then they jack up the prices again.
Well, I don't know how much of that goes on. From my experience, only some people know others in the marijuana trade. The growers are pretty isolated. If you're a marijuana grower and you're telling people that, you aren't going to stay a marijuana grower for very long. I mean, if you're growing marijuana and you tell more than one person, you're at risk from having your house raided, not by the police, but by a competitor.
Right. Well,
you're at the risk of being robbed. So if you're a marijuana grower worth his salt, then you aren't telling anybody about it. If you're just somebody growing a few plants in his closet, well, then, you know, you're probably blabbing your mouth to all your friends. And I've actually had friends who were growing a few plants in their closet, had them getting stolen from them because they told too many people about it.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about some of these old school growers where they will actually have parties together and they'll bring out their best samples and they'll trade amongst each other and stuff.
Wow.
But another thing I wanted to bring up is one thing that we really need to try to stay away with is that if you're a smoker, that's fine and stuff. But if you're like toking and ripping it up, that's not the time to start talking about legalizing and talking to anybody about it, because nothing is worse than somebody kicking back to the stereotypical pothead, stoner, Cheech and Chong, and trying to articulate words and trying to bring forth positive imaging and stuff. It's never going to succeed that way.
Well, that's why I say what we need to do is have a marijuana civil disobedience where respectable people, I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with people, you know, that are of the stoner mentality or the stoner appearance, but the fact is appearances are important to a lot of people out there, and so having people that are dressed in business clothing smoking marijuana I think would go a long way to smashing people's preconceived notions about what a marijuana smoker is. And Kevin, thanks for the call tonight, because the fact is people that smoke marijuana strike across the economic spectrum. It's not just poor, dumb people that smoke marijuana. Some of the most wealthy people in America are marijuana consumers. Some of the most successful people in America are marijuana consumers. Doctors and lawyers, all kinds of people smoke marijuana. And I think if more of them who did that were more public about it, would put a more public, common face on the marijuana smoker, it would just smash the stereotypes. And I think that's important.
I hate the idea that you're denigrating the reputation of marijuana smokers by including lawyers in that. But I would agree with you that I've met lots of doctors. I've met more than one doctor and more than one lawyer that smoke marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if some of the most successful people. I don't know, but I can tell you from my personal experience, I have met.
There are plenty of Hollywood people that smoke marijuana.
Lawyers, I think that they exist outside of the mainstream. They may be very successful.
They're making money.
It's true.
1-800-259-9231. We go to the Amp Line. It's Ziggy across the pond in the UK.
Hi, guys. Right, I wanted to share a few thoughts after Ian's appearance on, what was the station, Ian?
KGEZ was the station I was on earlier this week, and I'll be on our new FM station tomorrow morning in South Carolina.
Yeah, you were getting quite a lot of crap from conspiracy theorists saying that you don't respect them enough.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Somebody made the observation that it's some of our listeners in KGEZ land, that they aren't upset at us because we're questioning the state or questioning the government. They're upset at us because we haven't swallowed the conspiracy pill all the way.
Well, I'd like to applaud you for doing that, because I think there's far too much of it in the liberty movement. And in fact, I think that the whole paranoid nuts with the elephant in the room concerning the Ron Paul campaign, they scare people off.
Yeah, they're very upset. Many of them are very upset by the fact that Ron Paul hasn't embraced their precious 9/11 truth.
I would go further than that. I have made my conclusions about conspiracy theories. I think it boils down to two things. With the likes of Alex Jones, and the reason I use Alex Jones is because he's a well-known figure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a case that the world's not according to him, and in fact, I think he's as bad as the government in that sense, because he wants a world according to him, because the world isn't according to him. I also have met people who think that the government's out to get them, and basically I think that's because they can't get their own way all the time. And basically you say to them, well, okay, especially with those who think that the government's out to get them, the government, where's the proof? And they go, oh, they try and deflect you by going, oh, well, that's actually part of the conspiracy. You know, it's a much larger conspiracy than you really think.
Right. Yeah, they're following me. I just can't prove it.
Yeah, you know, I get sick and tired because it's a waste of time. And basically, it's a means of people not taking responsibility for their lives.
It's an interesting observation. I agree completely that it's a waste of time. In fact, I believe that the conspiracy is to waste people's time. I think there's a giant conspiracy out there to get people wasting their time doing research on these conspiracy theories so they won't actually do anything productive advancing liberty.
Someone once joked to me that they reckon that Alex Jones was actually in the pay of the CIA to deflect people from the real issues.
I don't know. That's just kind of having fun with the idea. I don't believe that to be the case, but it's an interesting concept. Ziggy, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I think Alex Jones does some very good work when it comes to uncovering the police state and talking about how, the American police state is becoming more and more tyrannical as the days go on. And I hail him for that sort of work. I wish he'd focus more on that instead of the 9/11 stuff. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include live streams, updates, archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and so much more. Though, if you want to help support the show on a voluntary basis, buy some Free Talk Live stuff. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You can order all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, as well as our special Free Marketeer logo. It's an original logo created by our store manager and graphic design guru, Johnson. We slapped that logo on a very nice flag, as well as a Free Marketeer logo T-shirt. So those items are available, and they're original Free Talk Live store-only items, all there at store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. We will talk to Mac from the Policeman Mac in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Mac, what's on your mind?
I meant to ask you this yesterday, but hey, y'all always talking about getting rid of the government and everything. I was just thinking about it. And how can I put it? There will always be sheep. There will always be those people who need rules. If you let them loose, they won't know what to do.
I don't want anybody to be confused. Getting rid of the government doesn't mean that rules go away. For instance, when you go to Burger King, it says on the door, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Those are rules that Burger King has.
No, they're not.
In order for... You know, Mark, you keep telling me that's not true, but the fact is some businesses have rules, and they, for instance, they don't want you coming in with a dog, maybe not necessarily because it's against health code regulations, but because they don't want animals in their building, for instance.
Okay, I mean, so, I didn't mean to say rules, I meant to say laws, as in laws that the government passed down. Like, you can't drive a certain way, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Some people actually need laws to know what the hell to do.
I don't think that's
true. During the day.
No, no, I have to disagree with you. There's only one law that people need to know, and that is do no harm. As long as people understand that one, they can get along through the rest of their lives. I mean, think about it, Mac. The only people I know that actually go and read the laws are police officers like you. I know that there's a guy here named Brad in New Hampshire. He's a great guy, listener of our show. He's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And he's, you know, he does the overnight shift for a police department in New Hampshire. And he spends most of his time when he's not on calls reading the laws. That's his thing. That's what he does because he's a cop. But the rest of us, all us regular folk, we don't do that stuff. Nobody reads the laws, so they couldn't possibly know what they are in the first place.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah. Do no harm. That's all we have to share. Help people understand. If there's no government out there, as long as you aren't hurting other people or stealing their stuff or damaging their property, then you are being law-abiding. Because that's the great, you know, the one great natural law, as far as I'm concerned. That's what, in fact, when they say, well, you know how they love to say this in court, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, that that phrase came about when that was the law, when that was pretty much the only concept you had to get, was that you don't hurt other people. Get it? Mm-hmm. Ignorance of that law, there's no excuse to ignore that law. That makes sense. But to say that ignorance of all these tomes and tomes and tomes of legislation that we have out there, that there's no excuse for that, of course there's an excuse. I have bills to pay. I have a girlfriend to take care of. I've got things that I have to do in my life. I can't read the law. That's absurd. There is no there are plenty of excuses for that.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, the congressmen make the laws and everything,
mm-hmm.
especially the tax laws. I guess that's the favorite. But, you know, out of 535 congressmen and representatives, each one of them get an accountant to do the taxes.
Really?
The tax code is about as thick as a phone book. It's about 1,100 pages. And, you know I don't want to go through it. I'm trying to get my taxes done for my business that I'm doing right now. And it's a nightmare.
Well, it figures that they do that. I mean, they don't want to do their taxes just as anybody else doesn't want to. And also, many of these Congress people that you talk about, especially in D.C., at the state level, they probably are more of them actually writing their own laws. But at the national level, these guys aren't even writing their laws. What they do is they come up with an idea, and then they hand it over to their administrative assistants or bureaucrats that are running certain departments, and they say, well, here, write this law up, and I'll get it through Congress. So many of them don't write the laws that they have their names on, and B, they don't read the laws that they actually sign on to and approve. So it's just a big scam going on in Washington, D.C., which, again, I will throw the question out as to why on earth do we even need Washington, D.C.? Why do we need a federal government?
Right. It seems to me that state government is fine for taking care of people.
That's
big
enough.
I really don't think we need a federal government at this point.
Good call tonight, Mac. Thanks for making it.
All right, man. I'll take it easy.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. We go to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to mention a couple of things, actually. I've been tuning in a little bit more lately. And I'm just so in agreement. I guess I turn on at the right times with what you were just saying. I mean, the simplicity in the concept you're outlining, you know, do no harm to others.
Right.
And what do we even need Washington, D.C. and the federal government for?
I'd love to have someone answer that question.
I really would. You know, I was talking to a person the other day. Who, I mean, she was in agreement. There wasn't a disagreement or anything. Mm-hmm. It brought up the Social Security matter, and, you know, I said, you know, I don't know what's so hard to wrap your mind around the concept that the government has no business being in that business.
Right.
And I don't care how long it's been here, and I don't care how many people pay into it. And I know you've probably got a lot of listeners that participate in it, and, you know, nobody seems to, you know, really care to do anything about, you know, nobody takes action. I know you, I've talked to you guys about this before. It's like my third call, and I know you had talked about how you don't participate in the past. You had mentioned that, and
yeah, I don't participate. Neither of us participate in Social Security.
Nope. I just never heard of anyone going to jail for not putting money into Social Security. Unfortunately, I think that a business can get in big trouble for not participating in Social Security, and so therefore,
it's probably because their corporation is required by the the laws of incorporation.
I don't know what the rules are. I imagine the fines are high, and then businesses don't want to get in trouble, get on the wrong side of the law. So, and most people work for a company, so therefore, most people have their Social Security taken out.
Right, and contract law. You know, when you sign a contract, you know, if you don't sign it or you're not involved with a contract, it doesn't apply to you. And it's largely based on that. And you guys the other night had a call, I called the tail end of it, we were discussing, he mentioned, I guess he's expecting a child or something, and he was mentioning the birth certificate, the all capital letters name. And I definitely do not live and die by this book. But an old book from a few years ago, when the redemption process was kind of popular, the book Cracking the Code really does help, and it has most of the pages in the book are, you know, it has a lot about the redemption process, but it has a lot of history in it, too. And I thought it was worth the money just for the historical content that was in it. And I do know only one person who did the process and used it to his benefit in court. But, you know, the old saying, you know, if you play with fire, you may get burned. So, I would say use with caution, or you know, just steer clear of it altogether. But
well, hold on a second because
is that what that redemptive process is? It has to do with withdrawing yourself from the government.
No,
probably UCC one financing statement, and you put the all capital letters name in the debtor. And under the debtor's name.
Let me explain briefly what this is.
We're
very short on time. This process is a dangerous one. Essentially,
yes, I'm not recommending it.
Right. What this is it's one of these Patriot schemes or scams that you'll see perpetrated on the Internet. And basically what'll happen is someone claiming to be a liberty-loving patriot will offer to sell you this secret as to how you can get rid of all your debts magically.
Right.
And then they charge you hundreds of dollars, and they give you a CD-ROM full of crap, and they give you these instructions to follow. And basically, the idea is that, and the concept it's based on sort of, you know, it looks like it makes sense. Because the money system in America is based on lies and debt, therefore, you can just use this process to clear out all your debt, and everything will be just fine.
Right.
And it's just nonsense, because the fact is, once you start doing this redemption process, all you're going to do is bring attention to yourself.
Right.
You're no longer going to be flying under the radar in any way, shape, or form. All your creditors are going to be on your butt. They're going to be reporting you to the government as a result of that.
Well, you actually file with the government, too, the Secretary of State.
Right, there's all kinds of, you're just raising red flags all over the place, and you're going to get taken out. You know, if anything, a redemption process is nothing more than, you know, a government plot to find people that want to withdraw from the system and go after them. It's a despicable thing, and to suggest that people can just, you know, eliminate their debts by signing a few pieces of paper, I think is really disingenuous, and anybody should question these schemes and scams when they come across them. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate that. 800-259-9231. If someone is charging you hundreds of dollars to give you the secret of how to get out of paying income tax or how to get rid of your debts, question that seriously, because if it's a good idea, you should give it away for free. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.